We're kicking off a short series on Mondays through the month of March, a fascinating series that we'd like to thank a student for, in part, for bringing this to us. Dr. Mary Owen joins us this morning as our guest for our first episode of Journey of Wellness in Indian Country. Dr. Owen, thanks so much for being here. It's good to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me.
So let's talk a little bit about the idea that Native people in Minnesota die on the average 10 years sooner than all other Minnesotans. What a terrifying statistic that must be. What's that about?
Well, lots of different reasons have been cited. Amongst them are, of course, our poverty levels, lower education status, but also severe underfunding of the Indian Health Service, geographic isolation of most of our clinics. You know, the poverty exacerbates that. People aren't always able to get at the clinic. There might not be public or private transportation available. And then, you know, we have a very high turnover within our clinics of providers. So, again, it all, you know, a lot of it goes back to access. But, you know, these disparities haven't just started. We've had these severe health disparities for 500 years.
Now, the Center for American Indian and Minority Health here at the UMD Medical School, I know when I was living in western Minnesota, I think it is UND up in Grand Forks has also has a real powerhouse of a program to try to train Native physicians and get them into these rural clinics operating, you know, providing medical care for folks. Talk a little bit about what the center does here and some of maybe the special things that you need to do to help provide well-trained people to go into these communities.
The center has been around for about 40 years since it was started by Bob Pozos, Will Salo. Both of them recruited a local Ojibwe activist, Ms. Ruth Myers, and they went to the Board of Regents and the powers that would be and started the center. And it's all focused on sort of a grow-your-own program where we create from Native youth, we create a pipeline of Native youth who are able, some of whom are able to go into health fields, and it's been very successful. We've actually graduated the second highest number of Native physicians in the country, second only to Oklahoma, which has 1,000,001 Native people.
They do, yeah. The Native population in Oklahoma
Right.
Do you find the same kinds, as far as you know, do you find the same kinds of difficulties in retaining Native physicians as people do retaining rural physicians?
No, and that's the point of the Grow Your Own program. Thank you for asking that question. One of the benefits, one of the reasons, or one of the ways that we address the access problem is by getting people from those communities, because we know statistics show that Native people, like other people of color, are more likely to return to their own communities or to serve the underserved in general.
So you do. It is important. And how important is it that, in terms of the community that you're going to serve, in terms of the people on the reservation, are they more comfortable with a Native physician as opposed to a white physician?
We have less barriers to get through as Native people. For instance, I went home and worked for my tribe, and I didn't have to get to learn the customs. I already knew them, and therefore people were more comfortable with me. You know, it comes with its own problems going back to your own community. But for that cultural imbalance is not there. That's correct. It is easier, I believe, for us.
Over the past 20 or 30 years, but we've seen, I think, the white communities maybe seen more evidence of this, maybe just in the past few years. There's been a revitalization of Native lifeways, in particular, growing local food and working hard on environmental issues. It's been interesting to see the work that local tribes in particular are doing with regard to environmental issues. How do you think that that is helping the tribes in general?
I think it's probably the most positive, most hopeful event that's going on in Indian health. This whole sovereignty sort of movement, our grow our own, our running our own programs. Right now, in 2011, about 60%, close to 60% of tribes ran their own health care. And when we run our own healthcare, we can make these sort of programs that you're talking about, that Fond du Lac is responsible for, that other local tribes and bands are responsible for. Only then, only when we run our own programs, I think, can we actually get our feet under us and start making changes in Indian health.
What can people who are not tribal people do if they think, you know, I'd like to help, or at least I'd like not to get in the way?
The student that you mentioned today, Mr. Nathan Ratner, a first-year medical student, has done an excellent job of demonstrating. He's non-native, but he's helped the process. He's the one that organized this series of interviews in the first place. So finding out as a non-native ally where you can help by asking people and being involved in our community, learning more about us, that's the way to help.
Mary, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. I'm really looking forward to this series. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for inviting me.
Dr. Mary Owen, our first guest this morning on a series that we're starting here on Mondays through the month of March called Journey of Wellness in Indian Country.